One of the next parts of the contract that you need to talk about is definitions. I'm not going to cover every one of the definitions. You can go back and read that yourself. But I want to touch on a couple of them that have especially relevance to us in this kind of risk management CD program we're listening to. It has to do with acceptance. What it says, acceptance means the time of the offer or the final counteroffer is accepted in writing by the parties and is delivered to and personally received by the other party. See, what it's referencing is paragraph 29, which is the expiration of the offer. If you remember, right above the buyer's signature, the buyer's saying, I'm making this offer, but it is revoked and will go away if it's not signed and received back by the buyer within the next number of days. But what I want to talk about relative to acceptance is that you can make acceptance anything you want it to be. I mean, this is under a perfect scenario where the buyer, the seller, the agents are all in the same area where it's saying that you're going to hand this document back. What if somebody's on a cruise? What if somebody is an agent from out of town? What if I'm leaving this afternoon and going up to Lake Tahoe for a vacation, or I'm going skiing in Utah or whatever? How am I going to accomplish what I just said I was going to do? I'm going to hand deliver this or deliver it personally, as it says. It's not going to happen. So what I'm going to suggest to you is that the pre-printed form works most of the time. But if on your transaction you realize that some of the parties aren't where they ought to be, you can put in your contract or your counteroffer acceptance to be, acceptance could be anything. Acceptance could be, if the parties agree to it, could be a phone call, it could be a fax, could be an email to someone, it could be anything you want it to be. Just don't get trapped by this, because I've had it happen to me where it was supposed to be personal delivery and it was late at night and I said, am I really going to drive back there tonight? No, I'll just do it in the morning. So I get a call like at 8 o'clock the next morning saying, guy, you're not going to like this, but we took another offer last night. It can happen to you. So be careful what acceptance means. Okay, the next issue has to do with days. I think there's two issues that come up here. Usually people get confused about when it says it's going to be 30 days. What does that mean? Do you count the first day? Does it start the day that you sign the contract? First of all, it means calendar days. Some people want to use the word business days, and I think that creates a problem, because what business? Are we talking about only title companies or banks or the county recorder? Or, you know, there's all kinds of issues about when is somebody open and what is considered a business day. I just think it's more valid to deal with calendar days because we can track those. The next issue has to do with a major change in the contract, probably one of the biggest changes I've seen in many, many years, and it has to do with days. Because what if the close of escrow falls on a weekend or whatever? So the contract very clearly says, after acceptance, the last day for any performance for any act required by the contract, including close of escrow, shall not include any Saturday, Sunday, or legal holidays. Instead, it will be the next day. We've always had a dispute in our industry about, if I'm supposed to close on a Saturday and I can't, can I force the buyer to close on Friday? We talked earlier when we talked about close of escrow dates, if you recall, where we talked about why not to use 45 days and why you should look at the calendar. You can see why this becomes an issue. But it still is a problem. But the contract solves it, in my opinion, because it says, if any event, including contingency removals or close of escrow, falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or a holiday, it shall be moved to the next day.